This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Today, we have a wonderful author that wrote the cutest book, and I can't wait to share it with you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Jamie Oak. She is the author of The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex, Adoption Day. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today, Michelle.
I'm so excited to have you on. Well, first, tell us who Rex, I know, unfortunately, he passed. So tell us who Rex was.
Yes.
And also, what inspired you to turn Rex's adoption story into a book, The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex Adoption Day?
Yes. Well, Rex is my furry little angel that suddenly showed up on my doorstep about 13 years ago now. And that's what this whole book is about. And he became my, you know, soul companion, my furry child, just, you know, my emotional support animal, all of that tied up in a bow. And unfortunately, he did pass on September 1st of 2024. So this has been a very difficult, but this has been a dream of mine for, you know, 13 years. And I've been persevering through the grief. It's been tough even today, but that is who Rex was. He was my Rexy Poo, my love bear. And the reason why this story was born is because my son, Samuel, who at the time was 3 years old, asked me one random night when it was bedtime story time. He asked me, how did we get so lucky to have Rex as our dog? And rather than just telling him the story, I immediately recalled that I have the whole experience documented because I am a camera happy person and I'm also a photographer. And so when this whole thing happened, that was completely out of the blue, I ran into my bedroom, I grabbed my Nikon, I I came out, welcomed this gentleman in with the puppies, took them out of the box, and just, I mean, I immediately started taking pictures because who wouldn't? They're so gosh darn cute. So luckily, I grabbed my laptop, I came back upstairs, put it on the bed, and Sammy and I watched the whole experience. And while we were looking at the photos, I started narrating. I mean, I just immediately knew what the puppies were thinking and saying. That's my imagination for you. And by the end of this album, you know, my son and I, we were laughing. We were just, I mean, it was just so cute. You've got to see the pictures. You've got to see the story. It's so cute. These puppies are just ridiculously adorable. And it made us laugh so hard. And Sammy at the end, he said, Mama, you've got a pinky swear. And he put up his little pinky, his little three-year-old pinky, and said, you have to turn this into a book because I want to read this story again.
Very cute. Very cute.
That's it.
Oh. Let's go back a little bit. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go back a little bit. How did you know? Now, when Rex was brought to your door, there were a total of three puppies brought to your door from a neighbor, but you adopted just one, right?
which one is enough? I mean, you know, cats need companions, dogs, one's enough. So how did you know that Rex was the one?
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, I didn't just know. I documented the moment. Like, it just, it was an instantaneous, like a lightning bolt strike of obviousness that this is our guy.
Why Rex, not the other two?
You know, the other two did not climb up. My then fiance at the time, they did not climb up his leg, up his chest, and do this thing where he did this thing where he pawed his little paws into his chest, you know, to like make a little bed, like make it a little comfy. And he did this little thing where he kind of like, you know, turned around 360 degrees and then he just plopped down and snuggled in. And I mean, it was in that moment, that snuggly moment where Ben, who I named Mark in this book. Sophia is me, but it is our story. But Ben at the time was like, he just pointed at him and just gave me this look like, this is our guy. I'm like, yes, that is the one. That is the one who cuddles up and snuggles up right into your heart. Because that's what he did.
You know, that's so funny because I was thinking about not my first dog, but my second one, Mr. Zeus. So the first time I met him, he ran into the corners. I don't know what that means, but it was at a shelter and he'd been returned and he was a timid dog. He was always kind of shy and, you know, chill. But yeah, I didn't get that kind of a welcome. He just went right in the corner. But once I brought him home, we were buds. We bonded after he freaked out about the car ride, but he bonded. Aww. He had an exciting journey, which I've told listeners of longtime listeners know the Zeus story. So let's talk about your book. So one of the most unique things about the book is that it is told from a puppy's perspective. What inspired that creative choice?
When looking at these photographs and just remembering, recalling those moments and the vibes and the energy and just my perspective and my perception of these little creatures and their personalities, I really wanted it to be from the puppy's perspective because it's really their story that I am sharing. I am literally sharing their story more than I am sharing my story. You know, this story really follows the puppy's adventure on their adoption journey. And I decided to take it from that perception, honestly, intuitively, instinctually, that's what happened. And it just felt so right. And, you know, one major thing about this book is that this book was created sort of not just out of that instance with my son asking me about Rex, but even before that happened, this was actually captured on video. I have this moment where I was holding Rex on my lap and we were waiting for his doggy sitter to come. We were going on like an overnight or whatever. And I was holding him and I turned to Ben and I said, you know what? I really want to teach lessons to children through the lessons that Rex learns or that I want to promote to the world, such as following your instincts, your intuition, and being grateful for those who care for you, helping others, having empathy, those types of things. I've always been very passionate about wanting to promote and help get out there because I think that these things are very important for humans. And I don't know, it was just a thing where I was like, I need this to be through Rex's voice, through the puppy's voice. It's their experience, but it's with my teachings.
Okay, thanks. What do you think is going through their little minds when they are during, you know, they're meeting you during adoption day? Give me like three sentences. What do you think Rex was probably, if he could talk like words, what do you think he would have said?
Well, just like it says in the book, like, oh my gosh, who is this lady? She has such a sweet voice. Oh my gosh, maybe she could be my mommy. Because I'm telling you, from the moment he came in, Rex was all about you know, me and Ben, and he just seemed like really wanting to be with us and loving on us like from the get-go. The other two were very, very sweet. And I was actually very partial to Chunky Monkey because he's so photogenic. I could tell right away. And that's something that I picked up on. But, you know, he wasn't so actively giving us so much affection and attention. And so I think that, yeah, the things that they would be saying, or at least Rex for sure, is like, oh my gosh, I'm like, gosh, where am I? Is this a forever home? Is this my forever family? Who is this lady? She's so nice. It's, you know, those kinds of probably exciting statements, I would hope, I would think.
I'm sure that it's exactly what Rex was thinking. You have some, you mentioned your photographer, you have some gorgeous photos in the book.
Thank you.
And thank this you. Is something, I might have known this because I live in a warm climate, so it's something that we deal with all the time. But a lot of your pictures are of the puppies and they're down at your feet. So you have a gorgeous pedicure for like 4 pages. Did you think, oh my gosh, what in the world would I have done if I wasn't up on my pedicure?
Oh my God, you're so funny. Yes. And actually, I mean, you see my toes. You don't really see too many of Ben's toes because they were not pretty. And I had to do some major.
There's Photoshop, but I mean, I need a pedicure right now, big time. But
you're absolutely right. That was so lucky. That was so lucky.
Just lucky. I mean, you might have a, you know, you might have a second market for guys. Well, I'm saying guys because you're a female feet, but we're not going to go there.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes. Yes. Your feet look great. Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
We love feet. Dogs love feet. I don't know what it is. Do your dogs look your, I mean, have your dogs look,
have,
I mean,
yes. It was just. Yeah. The dog, especially when you're walking. I don't know if there's smells on your feet.
Oh, yeah. And I think they're salty. I think they like them.
Cats don't go for feet so much except to bite them sometimes.
True, but true. Dogs,
yes. Which is weird and like you.
So when I do my story time, because I am a storyteller and I do read this out loud at schools and libraries, and I was just at Banter Bookshop in Fremont and Half Price Books in Fremont, I always have this back and forth with kids when it comes to the stinky feet, where it's like, I look at the kids and I read the room and I'm like, ew, right? Oh, what is it up with dogs and feet? You know, it's kind of like, I kind of like say the elephant in the room, like, yes, they are on the feet. Like, but I think the kids laugh, you know, like big time. They think it's hilarious. So I love it.
It is. Did you have any challenges or surprises while photographing the puppies? Because they can be hard to photograph.
The challenge was to get pictures of me with them. I think I got like maybe, I don't know, a few, but you know, that's always the challenge of, I know the feet are there. The feet are there. But, you know, when I look back at this album, it's really sort of the photographer's curse, is that when you're the photographer, it's hard to get in front of the camera. And because, you know, the people are like, oh, well, they're taking care of it. Well, yeah. But, you know, so when I go back and I look, I'm like, I would have loved to have a few more photos of me with Rex from that day. I have a lot of, obviously, of Ben holding them. That's sort of my... That was my challenge, I guess, and what I still deal with today, because that's like a, I can't make this moment up. Like it happened by accident, fate, whatever you want to call it. And I feel lucky that I had the intuition to just capture it. And then I think it was even more lucky that my kiddo asked me about it, and you know, and I had it. I had this moment. And I think, you know, I hope that this book inspires a few things. Aside, you know, of course, adopting rescue and shelter dogs and all of the lessons within and all of that. But also like, look, there was a magic moment and I took it. You know, I took the pictures and then I told the story. And it's a real, exactly. True story. I think that that's really special. I can't go back and be like, I want a picture of me with baby Rex now. I can't. And I don't have very many from that day. I have like maybe one or two. So
it's always like that. It's always, when I had Mr. Zeus, it was, I got him in 2005. Cameras, phone cameras were not that good.
Oh.
My first picture of him, he looks like a little fuzz in the corner of a table. But, you know, hey, my memories are there, so...
Amen. Thank God for that.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Real people, real stories.
Our little dog developed this lymph problem, but the chemotherapy lasted for 6 months, started developing more lymph nodes. So I thought I'd just try carnivore. The lymph nodes started to go down. Then I took him into the vet to have him checked out, and there was no signs at all inside.
My cat had issues that developed in his eye, and 3 months later, my veterinarian said, let's go ahead and remove the eye. I heard the carnivore on advertising. So I said, you know what? I'm going to order this product. They did the procedure. They did all the tests, and they said, I don't know what you did. This product saved his eye.
I've got a Labrador. He could hardly lift herself up off the floor. The treatment was chemotherapy. That's when I said, this could be the ticket. About 3 weeks, you could tell she was very alert. She was going on 5 mile walk.
She is just like prime again.
Call 866-836-8735. That's 866-836-8735. Or visit carnivore.com. That's CARNIVORA.com.
Use promo code PETLIFE at checkout for 15% off your order at carnivora.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Jamie Oak. She is the author of The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex, Adoption Day. Okay, Jamie, do you have a favorite photo in the book? And what's the story behind it?
When Rex gives me a high five, that is my favorite picture. I mean, when that happened, I just thought, because this is a puppy. This is like, what? Like, I think he was maybe 6 weeks old at the time, maybe. And I don't think anybody got to teaching him how to high five yet.
No, no.
And so this is literally one of the moments in the book. It's true. But I did say, let's just adopt all of them. Like, how are we ever going to pick just one? Because that was the conundrum. Like, how are we going to pick from these three adorable furry angels? Like, how could I, you know? And then when I said that, Rex really did run out from underneath the couch where he had been cowering the moment before, which I also capture the picture before. I actually capture a dog gasping. You see it. I've never seen that before. So I thought that was pretty cool. But there was this moment in the book where Rex thought, uh-oh, they're going to pick one of my brothers and not me, because he didn't get a chance to lick my toes and show me how much he liked me, right? And then the next moment, I'm like, let's just adopt all of them. And this little guy just ran out from underneath the couch and literally gave me a high five with, like, essentially my fingers, because his paw was so small. It was so tiny. And that right there, I mean, that was amazing. It's like,
wow.
You can't make that up. You can't.
No, no, no.
AI couldn't even do that. Not. AI couldn't even do that.
We talked a little bit about adoption before the break. Why is it so important for people to, you know, this is a book for children, so it's more reaching the parents and for the children to understand that it's so important to adopt. And that I'm very pro-adopt. There are even, there's rescues for specific breeds if you're looking. If you look in different places, you'll find the mix you want. I understand some people want designer dogs, but there are so many to adopt. So I'm glad you're sharing this, you know, created a book that does focus on that message. Why is it crucial in your point of view?
Okay, so for pet lovers, okay, dogs and cats and rabbits and birds and just all the pets out there. Okay. For the pet lovers out there, I am sure that none of us even want to think that the reality is that when pets do not get adopted, there are so many beautiful furry and children, furry or reptile or pet, you know, all the pets. Okay. That unfortunately are euthanized, okay? And that kills me. When I look up the statistics, like, you can, ASPCA, you know, it's millions, okay?
Crazy.
Yes. The last time I looked up the statistics, it said every year in America, something like approximately 6.5 million dogs and cats get put into the shelter system, and only 3.1 dogs and cats combined, 3.1 million, come out. So I'm like, well, what happens to the other millions? That's not cool. And how do we whittle that number down? How do we get more pets in homes and safe and sound to have beautiful lives with their companion humans? I mean, it is something that is so important to me that if you go on my social media, Stories by Jamie, you will see that I go to shelters. I just went to the San Jose Animal Shelter and I posted about the available dogs that are up for adoption there. I also went to the other one, the Silicon Valley Humane Society, and I just posted a video there and I got a lot of traction and I got a lot of folks going to those places, which was such a blessing. I didn't know what would happen, but I received word that, you know, that helped. And I'm hoping to do more like that. I feel like we all should volunteer our hours if we have a little bit here and there to go to shelters and to help the dogs and cats in the shelters be okay during their time in the shelters. So this is something that I am very obviously passionate about. And I do hope that my book about adopting a dog helps other dogs and cats get adopted too, so that they can find their forever homes too, just like Rex did.
Thank you for all that. I think also, maybe this is a future book, but I'm going to ask you about what your future books, I know you have another one in the works, but maybe there's a future book about be proactive also and spay and neuter your dogs, and especially your cats, really bad with cats because cats are, you know, there's so many more feral creatures because they're so independent.
Yes, that'll be intriguing how to do that topic, though, with kids.
With kids, it's hard, but that's a challenge.
We'll think about it.
But it's, you know, I think there's medical books for kids. So it's about, you know what? We do a snip here and a snip there. So there's no more babies. And if there's no more baby, it's like a math thing, you know?
Michelle, I think you just got inspired. I think I just inspired you for a book. I think you should write these ideas down and just marinate and do it.
In my spare time.
Whatever. You know, we all stay up late and watch some nonsense TV. Instead, write. It's so much more fun, I promise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, especially with cats, the numbers are crazy. Okay, let's say this book audience is for, you know, most of our listening audience. There's some children, but mostly pet parents. Lots of pet parents want to be pet parents and human pet parents or human parents, we call them. Right. But what would you say to all the people that are thinking, you know, this might be a good book for my kids, but I don't know. Why should they buy your book?
Oh, my goodness. Well, for the soon to be pet parents, this is a perfect book to even start to introduce the idea of having a furry child in your life, of adopting a dog or a cat. This is a wonderful example of how, you know, this is a new experience. Let's explain to our kiddo, we're going to adopt a dog. We're going to go and see how the energy is between us. You know, we're going to, you know, check out to see what the doggy is, how they're interacting with us. And this is great in terms of really introducing the whole concept and showing kind of an example, if you will, you know, of adopting. Also, it's a great celebration of adoption book. One of my friends actually recently just told me that her friend is having a gotcha day party for her dog. I was like, wow, that's a great.
I didn't even know that. What is it? A gotcha day?
A gotcha day party. So they don't know the birthday of their dog. Instead, they celebrate their gotcha day, the day that they adopted their dog. And I thought, oh my God, I actually went on Amazon. There's even decorations for this. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. But a gotcha day present. She was like, this is a gotcha day book right here. Like this right here celebrates adoption, this right here. And you know, Michelle, you did it yourself too. This book inspires people to think about the day that they adopted their pet. It does all the time. Like you spoke about it. Whenever I talk about this book or after a read aloud, people come up to me, they're like, you know, when I adopted my dog, this is what happened. And I love that. I love that this book actually really resonates with people in a very specific happy memory, namely the gotcha day of their pet. And aside from that, it does have a lot of this wonderful, you know, lessons about adoption. And these are rescued puppies. In the book, it talks a lot about how grateful the puppies are to the kind man who rescued them. There is specifically quite a bit of language about that to really help children and people of all ages learn, you know, to be grateful for others, to be grateful for those who take care of you. That's like a big, and that it's important to help others. Namely, in this case, it goes hand in hand. Rescuing these little puppies equals helping others, right? So there's so many great messages. Yeah. And lesson.
And one, I don't know, maybe you're too modest, but the pictures are amazing. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
They're colorful. I mean, they're very, and that is important because they're engaging for children. So that's really important. Okay, what can we expect next?
Well, just like this book that makes people like just go, ooh, and aww, and cute, and giggle, and all of that. Okay, the next book, The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex Puppy Love, is super, super cute and makes everybody that looks at the pictures of Rex in that one just ooh and aw, gives everybody happy vibes. Like both of, like all my books, I want to give you happy vibes. Even if it's a heavy, heavy kind of topic, like rescuing dogs that were like left outside or whatever, you're going to get it in a beautiful, cute, happy vibe. But this book takes it to another level because I tapped into one of my God-given gifts, which is being a poet. I'm a poet and I know it. I've been a poet since I was 12. I've been published. I won many, many, many awards. And so I brought my poetry skills, if you will, to The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex Puppy Love.
How great!
Yes, it's all in poetry. It's so super fun to read aloud. And you know how it is with rhyming books for kids. This book really is about gratitude. This is about Rex coming to his new home and being so super grateful because Rex knows what it is to not have a home and not have parents and not have food and all those things. And so this book is a true, like, Rex is talking to you and telling you, look how beautiful my home is and my toys are. And that is to help inspire children to feel gratitude. Well, what are you grateful for? Who are you grateful for? My books are meant to be an interactive read with kids, you know, to really, you know, showcase these lessons. And so Puppy Love, I'm really going double down on trying to promote having genuine feelings of gratitude because that makes us healthier and happier as human beings, period.
Yes. Yes, it does. We need more gratitude. And
that's a life lesson I have learned the hard way. So I am now promoting.
Well, we need a lot of that. We need more of that these days. Okay, Jamie, where can people find out where they can purchase The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex Adoption Day and find out more about you?
StoriesByJamie.com. And you spell my name J-A-M-I-E. StoriesByJamie.com. That's it. My website, it's got it all. If you just want to check out the book, it's on Amazon, also found on my website, but it's on Amazon, The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex Adoption Day. Puppy Love is coming out soon. You can pre-order Puppy Love on my website. Again, storiesbyjamie.com. And you can book me too. I love coming to schools and libraries and bookstores and any kind of stores, actually, because, you know, families with children, we come, we do a story time party. I read the book. I do all of my discussion, my program. It's a social emotional learning program, okay? Helps kids really learn gratitude, empathy. There's movement, there's art. I do a bubble dance party. You can check this all out on my social medias. I'm on all the social medias.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. So
Stories by Jamie. That's it.
Thank you so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. Thank you to my guest, Jamie Oak, the author of The Fun and Furry Tales of Rex, Adoption Day. Thank you to everyone that listens to Best Bets for Pets. I appreciate your loyal listenership. And, of course, thank you to, gosh, all of the fur babes I've adopted over the years. Mr. Zeus, Miss C, who was before Zeus, Dennis, Charlotte, Molly, Sammy, Jeffro, and Nikki. All my adopted fur babes. So thank you for everything you brought into my life. Again, storiesbyjamie.com. And of course, a huge thank you to Mark Winter for all you do to make our show sound amazing. Thank you so much. And hey, remember, keep listening. You never know what we'll have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.